Pelayoitz, Oizbeis, Beis Akneses, Shem 145. Vazihirus, Shuloy Ladaber, Beis Akneses. Hainu, Afilu, Shuloy Bishasad Filo. The Pelayoitz introduces us to the importance of not just being careful to talk during davening, but the Zihirus, to be on guard, to be careful, to be watchful, not to talk in the Beis HaKnesses, to realize I'm in a Makom Kodosh, even when I'm not davening. Av b'shas ha'tfilo? Ha'afilo shloi b'Beis HaKnesses, tzarech lizor shloi ledaber mitchilo ha'tfilo ha'tsofa. But if it's davening time, he says, even if you're not in shul, you're davening. You're davening. You're davening to Hashem. Where is there any room for conversation? Absolutely not. You know, I want to mention something. We're not learning about benching now. And we talked about this in the past. But last I checked, there are no oohs in benching. Ah, in benching. It doesn't say any bencher, any text you can look at. It doesn't say any of that. But yet, people are in the middle of benching, and they want to tell somebody, one second. Are you really benching right now? Benching has a status, to some degree, certain aspects, like a Shmoneh Esrei. First of all, benching is a deraisa. It's from the Torah.
Right.
Shmoneh Esrei is a derabbanan. But there's no place for if you're in the middle of benching, for you start motioning to other people or hinting to somebody, you can't say the words. So all of a sudden, what is that? Are we taking benching like benching is supposed to be taken seriously like this? Or once again, are we cheapening the benching? And that's what the Pelayoitz is saying, that by tefillah, once you're davening, you're davening. And you'll say, well, I have to take care of this, take care of that. No, I want to tell you something. When my children were younger, my wife and I did not bench together. I'm talking Shabbos. We never benched at the same time. Why? Well, what's going to happen when we start benching? And you put your kavan in it, and you're with Baruch Atah Hashem. And all of a sudden, you get the little children. I want a toy. No, I want a toy. That children are children. They have to be supervised. So we took turns benching. You have to prepare yourself before you daven. If you're davening in your house, and if you're a lady davening in your house, or if you're a man davening in your house, make sure you're davening. And the Gemara says, we learned this. Makom kavua, correct. You have a makom kavua. You have your set place. And what is a makom kavua? Don't daven in a place where your makom kavua is where everybody else is congregating. That's not a place, that's not a way you're going to have good kavana. Be a chacham reis anaylet. Realize, if I have to dive in, and it all starts in appreciating, just like we're just learning Tehillim here, it all starts in appreciating the power of tefillah. Tefillah is so real, that I'm going to make sure I'm going to dive in a place where I'm going to be able to have my most kavana possible. And if you're home, you should be diving in front of a wall, not in front of a mirror, not in front of pictures, but in the front of a wall that there's nothing there. Nothing's interrupting me. His last piece here on the topic of Beis HaKnesses, his next topic is Beis HaMedrash. He actually divides two different topics. His next last topic here on Beis HaKnesses is the Milas HaTfilo, the Beis HaKnesses, V'Metzibar. Is the power of Tfilo in a shul, with a tzibur, with a congregation of people as well. V'yadua maimur abasin azal sh'omru. Where? Brachas tavav mer alef. Our mesechta, we're learning Omer Yomi here. Ein tfilosu shel odom nishmas, elu beis HaKnesses. A person's tfila, his prayers are not listened to unless he's in shul. V'yad amru komish yesh loy beis HaKnesses b'iroi. The Gemara says, whichever person has a shul in his town, ve'enoi nichnas shom, but he does not go to the shul to daven, nikra shochin ra. He's called an evil neighbor, a bad neighbor. You know, sometimes you're blessed with good neighbors. I even had good Goyishan neighbors. It was Shabbos. I opened my door Shabbos morning. My whole walkway was shoveled. I was like, what's going on? Was there a malach here? What's going on here? In fact, my Yiddish neighbor across the street told me he saw you know, the guy who was shoveling. He comes out, he tells him, thank you very much, you don't have to do that, I'll take care of it after Shabbos. He says, I'm the Shabbos guy, that's what I'm here for. That's what he said to him. You could have good neighbors, but the Gemara tells us, you could be a bad neighbor. If you have a shul in your town, and you don't go to daven in your shul, you're a bad neighbor. Now what's a bad neighbor? Why is a bad neighbor? Because you're causing problems. What are the problems? V'goyrim golus la'atzmoy. A person's holding back the tefillahs from going up to Shemayim, and the tefillahs bring protection, and the tefillahs bring positive good. But if not, he's called a shochin ra, v'goyrim golus la'atzmoy. And he causes himself to have to be a wanderer, to be exiled. Asher al-kein roi li'shtadol ba'oid. The spell of basic nessus. We see how much we have to push ourselves to make sure we daven in a shul. And in those days, it wasn't like we have today, when we have at night, we have the street lights, and we have paved roads. Back then, they had muddy roads. They had rocks on the ground. We have shuls right around the corner. Maybe you have to go in the car, drive 2 minutes. He says, even if you have to daven by yourself, go to the shul and daven. I just want to point out, parenthetically, if a person has to wear tassel and tefillin because wasn't able to daven, whatever, he's a doctor, whatever reason, whatever excuse, whatever reason is, don't do it in a public place in the shul. Do it somewhere private. Sometimes you see people put on the tassel and tefillin and they're davening much later, and it gives a lack of chashivas to davening. I saw somebody, he was davening on the bima, by the bima. Like 10:30. Like in the shul, in the main building of the shul, standing on top high up. Go in the corner, he says go to the shul. Go in the corner, where you have to, mom, you stand right in front of everybody. So people walk by and they see the one. The kol shekein shetzorich lishtad l'habi l'spalu b'beis ha'knesses im ha'tzibur, even more so. Davin in the shul with a tzibur. V'lo yispal b'yochid, v'lo b'beisoy. Don't daven by yourself in your own house. Afil im minyan. Im lo yimach l'soin z'godol. You could have a minyan in your house because you can't get to shul? Fine. But if you could go to shul, don't be lazy and have the minyan in your house. Ki ma'abe toy v'harbe. If you don't have a minyan, you're losing out on all of the amen yehesh mi rabba will save us. You know what it says? When you say amen yehesh mi rabba, it protects us. It takes the rips of the gzar din, an evil decree. You know what the Medrash says in the Sefer HaCholos? Take a look in the Mishnah in Siman Kuf Chaf Hey on the bottom of the page. And it says by Kedusha, when we say Kodosh, 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 HaKodosh Baruch Hu kisses the image of Yaakov Avinu that is on his Kisei HaKavod, and he hastens the Geula. He sends the protection. When we say Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh by Kedusha, but you know what? If a person's dying by himself, that's not going to happen. You can't say Kodesh Kodesh by yourself. It doesn't happen. And we're discussing here is enough to talk about the person has a good heart, a Lev Toiv. Because a person bemoans the Pelyoids. He says, if a person doesn't have a good heart, these words won't enter his heart. Rabbi, let's all make sure we have a Lev Toiv. Let's all make sure we go to shul, we damu the minyan, we say amen, yehesh, mei, rabba, mevorach, l'olam, olomei, olmayo. Let's say kodosh, kodosh, kodosh. Let us arouse, Hashem says, I want to save you. Damu to me, and I will save you, says Hashem.